Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
That's Keith Klein. I'm Mike Glasgow. On the phone with us this afternoon, as we do every Thursday, we check in at Ivy Tech. And this week, it's the chancellor. It's our great friend, Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great on this beautiful first day of October.
October's
how are you guys
the
doing?
Best. It's the best. It's just warm enough, just cool enough. Bonfires, pumpkins, Halloween. I don't know what else.
Football.
Apple cider, football,
football.
Baseball playoffs, you name it. We're taking care of all of it. As we get rolling. Now, where are we in the semester at Ivy Tech? Everything kind of runs together. I hear there are folks dreaming of fall breaks at the RBB and MCCSE here in a couple weeks or so. Tell us where we are in semester of the fall semester at Ivy Tech.
All right. So I if I have my math right,
uh-oh,
I
math.
Think this
Keith.
Is the, I know,
Keith.
Right? This is the end of our fifth week of classes. Is that right, Keith? Trying to keep everything
good.
Straight.
Yes, I'll buy
and
that.
And our fall, we do have a fall break. Yes. Ivy Tech started having a fall break maybe a year or two ago. And so we have a fall break starting the week of October 12th. So that doesn't mean that we're closed or anything like that. I'm sorry, it's October 19th. The week of October 19th is our official fall break. So that just means students and faculty will be able to take a little bit of a break. That's in between our 8-week class sessions. So just gives everybody a little bit of time to, you know, some like you said, RBB and other schools are also on fall break, so they can be with their kids during the break and take a break from Zoom and all of those things. But we will be open. The staff will be here to help those that still want to get registered for our October 26th start date and all that good stuff. So we will be open.
Excellent news.
Jenny, did I see you walking around the hallway with a big pair of scissors today?
Yeah, you did.
It's haircut day, first day of the month. Time for
a haircut.
Yeah.
And then
that's
amazing.
Keith, that's why the big scissors, so they're social distance. You can stand 6 feet away and cut your hair.
Exactly.
So what are you cutting? It's not hair. It's more important than that.
That's right. So today we had a really great day out at the Monroe County Airport. We've moved, as I've mentioned before, we have moved our automotive program out to the airport, and we officially cut the ribbon on that space that we're renting out there. And it was great. It was a socially distanced ribbon cutting, the first of my that I've ever done for Ivy Tech, and the first time I've actually been using a microphone for an event at Ivy Tech. And so it was pretty interesting with all of us with our masks on and all that good stuff. But the director of the airport for the Monroe County Airport was there, and he spoke. We had members of Monroe County government, including Julie Thomas, who was there, and she's the president of the commissioners for Monroe County, and Eric Spoonmore, who's the president of the Monroe County Council, spoke, and also Dr. Larry Swafford, our vice chancellor for academic affairs, talked about how people could get enrolled and all that good stuff. But it was a really great event. Members of our campus board of trustees were there. The Monroe County Airport board members were there. Lots of people from the community and people in our from our campus were there. And it was just really great to be able to officially, you know, cut the ribbon, let everybody see the space. It's amazing. It's state of the art. We've got quite a footprint out there, offering automotive technology program out there, certificates, technical certificates, certificates that a student can complete and get a job right away. Members of the auto community were also in attendance, and they were the ones that came to us and said, we really need this program. Our employee base is aging, and we need more employees, and could Ivy Tech help us? And so we did that. I think you may recall that we started our program with our friends at Hoosier Hills, at, with Monroe County School Corporation. And then we quickly found that we needed to have our own space so that we could offer day and night and weekend classes. And that's exactly what we did. Mark Richards from the faculty is the program chair for the program. They've been working all summer to make the space available and ready. And today was just an excellent day to get together, cut the ribbon, and show people the space. So what a great day. It was just perfect.
Now, what do you do with the scissors after you cut the ribbon? Do you put them back in their container? Is it a holster? What do you have there?
Well, first I had to make sure everybody stayed 6 feet away from each other. That was like first order of business. And then as soon as we cut the ribbon, we put it right back away in the box where it belongs.
Safety first. That's good chance learning.
Safety
there.
First.
Good chance learning.
Safety first.
Jenny, you mentioned that.
Thank you so much.
You mentioned that State Representative Mayfield was there. Is the state looking at what we're doing for jobs and things like that at Ivy Tech?
Oh, absolutely. I was so delighted to have Peggy there at the event. She's always been such a great supporter of our campus. And yes, absolutely. You know, in fact, and that's a great segue of something else that I wanted to share. The Indiana Department of Workforce Development, along with the Commission for Higher Ed, are working with us to help those that are unemployed know about free training all across the state. And so Department of Workforce Development has reached out to all of those that unfortunately find themselves unexpectedly unemployed during this pandemic, and sharing with on those unemployed that we do have free training at all of our campuses, and they can start. People can start this training free of charge, starting October 26th. If they are unemployed, and we have areas in information technology, in business, logistics, advanced manufacturing, and healthcare. And it's just been a great partnership with the Department of Workforce Development locally and statewide, and of course with our campuses across the college and the Commission for Higher Ed. So if anybody out there knows of anybody who is unemployed at the moment, have them call or contact their local Ivy Tech, and call Ivy Tech here in Bloomington, and let us help you get enrolled in one of those certificate programs.
We're speaking with the Chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington, Jenny Vaughn. And Jenny, with all of the additional programs that are going on, are there classes that you still have to get in early in order to get a spot because there are so many choices that people can make now?
Right. People really should start thinking. If you're thinking about starting October 26th, you probably should start thinking about coming out here and speaking with an advisor, somebody in financial aid, just talking to us about what it is that you want, because we are getting lots of those that that I just talked about, the unemployed, are calling us to get into these programs because the DWD and the commission are paying for those classes for these students. So we are seeing some things closing. So the sooner you know you want to do something like that, let us know. Come on in. We'll help you. The process is free. Application is free. We can talk to you about how to pay for college, whether it's through Next Level Jobs or it's through FAFSA, things like that, through the Pell Grant. I mean, everyone still has time to do all of that, no matter who you are in our community. We want you to come out and be ready for when classes start on October 26th. So really never too late, and it's never too early. So come on out.
And Chancellor Vaughn, I've been following Michael Rashke. He's from the Herald Times. The IU Board of Trustees are meeting today and tomorrow. And they were talking about enrollment numbers, and they said that they're a little concerned because Ivy Tech's numbers are down. How is our campus doing as opposed to the entire state? We know Indiana University has, what, 9 campuses? Keith, heck, I lose count every time I think of it. And right. Ivy Tech has a bunch as well. Are you following that statewide trend, or how is your enrollment over on the west side there on 3rd Street?
All right. So the entire college at the moment is down about 10-11%, and we're trending right around there. We're a little bit higher than that. We're closer to 11 or 12%. at the moment. Some campuses, we've one up way up north who's not doing too bad. Every campus is down in enrollment right now. We have many of my other colleagues across the state are down even further than we are. And so we're trending very closely to the state overall number. But we really do think that, I think we're, no matter what, at the end of the day, at the end of the semester, we will find that we are down. But I don't think we will be down as much as we are as of today. I think, you know, the good information that we're getting from those that are unemployed who want to start a certificate or upskill themselves so they can find a new job, and then others that are seeing that, you know, they're hearing that the campus is safe, they are ready to take an online class, back to hearing that the campus is safe, that the face-to-face classes are available. Starting October 26th, they can start taking classes, and we are doing everything to keep all of the levels of cases down and all of that. And so, yeah, we are a little concerned that our enrollment is down. We've been here before, and we will rise again. But, you know, many of our students don't have all the things that they need to succeed in some of that online or virtual environment. You know, if you don't have good internet access or your computer doesn't have all the things that you need to Zoom and to do other things, then that's not going to be very helpful. But we have ways to help students get a laptop or get some help with some internet at their home address and things like that. So students just need to reach out to us, let us see how we can help. But we're weathering the storm together, and we're in this together, and I just see nothing but good things coming for the future for everybody.
Jenny, with all of the concerns of COVID and all the other things, it seems that we keep getting told by the people that understand the psychology of all this, get your mind on something else. And I was looking at the lifelong learning, and we haven't talked about that very much. But your first thing on your list is learn how to play the guitar. I don't know that I could learn, but it sounds like it
would
be fun.
Don't say you can't, Keith. You set a terrible example saying you can't do
well,
something.
Well, it's a musical instrument. I was next to the last chair clarinet player in my
high
school.
They didn't even have chairs when you were in high school, Keith.
So how about that lifelong learning?
I love it. Right. So what a great idea, especially when you've got a fall break coming up or the weather's getting a little bit cooler. So we're having to spend a little bit more time inside. But our Center for Lifelong Learning is thriving. They have moved lots of their classes virtual, obviously, but they're starting to also offer some classes face-to-face. So you will be hearing soon, later this fall, that we'll have ceramics face-to-face, some painting classes face-to-face. You know, even if you go to the Ivy Tech website and look up the Center for Lifelong Learning, you'll be able to see a whole list of those classes. But a couple of the classes that are starting this week, in fact, is that guitar playing class, which is pretty cool. So it's Mondays from 7 to 8, and it starts on Monday. So that's a guitar class for beginners. And then we also have a course on the genealogy beyond the basics, and that's on Mondays from 6 to 8, also beginning on Monday. So we have an instructor that's got a wealth of knowledge in the area and many, 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 many other kinds of classes that you can take you any age. It doesn't matter how old you are. There's classes for all ages. Go to our website, give us a call, and let us help you find a fun way to get away from Zoom and all those other things that we've been doing through the pandemic.
We're doing audio Zoom here. Doesn't it feel better? You're not staring at your computer screen. You're just talking. And
so much better.
And you see how tall Keith is on the radio, by the way. He's at least 6 foot.
Amazing.
At least 6 foot two. Right. Well, Jenny, enjoy October. I think we all will. We're one day closer to something. We're not quite sure what it is yet, but we are one day.
We need to find out her favorite Halloween candy.
We have all month, but if you tell us
almond
now.
Joy.
Oh, is it?
Almond joy.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
You don't even
sometimes
ask.
You don't.
Exactly.
Almond
Thank
joy
you.
Has nuts and mounds don't. My wife loves almond joy.
right.
So, all right. That'll be easy. All great women,
you keep
I know.
Good company. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Keith is a Snickers Twix Butterfinger guy, and that's our studio mantra, Butterfingers. That's why everything's screwed up on here most of the time. Anyhow, we'll blame the candy bar or the chocolate sticky buttons. How about any of that? All right, Jenny, we will get caught up with you as October rolls around. Drink all the apple cider you can. Carve all the pumpkins at will. Harvest those fields. Build that cornucopia. And we will talk soon.
Awesome. Have a great weekend, everybody.